He remembered it, yeah. That's a rock up around the mountain that showed just like that. Did you, do you ever get acquainted with Mr. James?
Oh, now that's where they lived for 40 years, my father and mother, over here on the Edvine, the Bridgeport Edvine Road. He painted that one.
That house burned down.
Yes, this house burned down just a few weeks ago.
There's a fire bug in that community.
The people setting fires?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they burned every house that was empty, and barn and everything.
They didn't catch them?
Never have yet.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
They burned every old barn and house down there.
Whole landmarks?
That's criminal.
Yes, it is. That's right. That's criminal.
It's just terrible.
Yes, sir, that's criminal.
You're saying you went up, used to go up in the mountains and get the rich pine?
You'd get pine knots. Mm-hmm. And we'd bring them down to the, they didn't use lamp oil except in their oil lamps, except when they're reading and things like that. My grandfather read from the fireplace with a pine knot in the fire burning, so he made a light for him. He'd turn sort of sideways that way.
I had him, had the pine knot set up?
No, it was in the fireplace. And he'd turn around where the light had shone, he'd right up in the fireplace.
I see.
I've had him punch me with his stick a million times, so he put on another pine knot.
How long would one light one of those burn?
Oh, if it was a great big one, solid pine, rich pine, he'd burn an hour or more.
Is that right?
Yeah, burn more than an hour.
And really had
made
a
good light. There wasn't a window in that room where she was raised and where my mother was raised until just a few years ago. Didn't have any light, window lights in there. Where? Well, but it's built there after. It wasn't when my grandfather was there. No, it wasn't when my grandfather was there.
Were there ever Indians in through here?
Pardon me?
Indians in your father's time, or was that before the... Were there any Indians here in your grandfather's time or your father's time?
I don't much believe there was.
They were all over there in the
church,
side,
yeah.
The Cherokee.
That's right.
And... that was. Did you ever have a another kind of stove other than after the wood burning stove? Did you ever get a burn anything else in the stove?
In the cook stove or in the to heat?
The heat for heating.
No, we just used the fire open fireplaces.
Did you ever have a coal stove?
No.
We fixed a grate and had coal. You know.
Well, later on, my dad probably did in the last the last few years.
Started using coal instead of
yeah, a little, yeah.
And then the stuff you have to clean out when you have a stove, you have that thing.
Yeah, that is the piping, the stove pipe. You take it down and take it out and get the soot out of it. It'll clog up in there, you see. And you have to take it down, take it out, and shake it like that, and the soot would come out of it, you know.
And how about the stuff you clean out of the fireplace?
Well, we had what were called ashes there. We burned wood in my days. And we had what we called an ash hopper.
Uh-huh.
We saved those ashes because we didn't burn nothing but wood, you see.
Uh-huh.
We saved those ashes and we put them in the ash hopper. Do you know what an ash hopper is?
Yeah, yes I do.
And then we'd run the lye out of that and catch it here and then make soap out of that, you know.
I've seen ash hoppers, but would you describe this one for me now? What?
Yes, it's built in a V-type shape. Uh-huh. It's built in a V-type shape like that. Uh-huh. And it tilted just a little forward.
Uh-huh.
And it had my father would dig a trench in a log and lay it in the bottom so that it would catch that lye as it come out of those ashes and drain it down in a, dug a hole out here for a pot to catch it when it drained out, you know.
Uh-huh. I see. And that's how they made the lye that they used?
That's right, to make soap.
With soap. Huh?
That's right. They use that, we call it lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for washing. I've had my mother and father tell me to cover the ash hopper up. I didn't want it to get any wetter.
Mm-hmm.
We had boards, we'd cover it up, and sometimes we'd take the boards off and they'd wet it. It would be too dry, you know, run the lye.
How recently did they do that, would you say?
Well, I'd say, you mean run the lye out?
Yeah.